Moncrief on News Talk.
Now, as you may know, last weekend, the runner Sebastian Saab became the first person in history to run a marathon in less than 2 hours, which is an extraordinary achievement. And long distance runners, whether professional or amateur, show massive dedication to that sport. So much so that you could argue it's obsessional, or even that long distance running is a kind of cult. Certainly that's the view of Christian Vince, who is a reformed endurance runner. Good afternoon, Christian.
Hi, thanks for having me, Sean.
So you did used to run a lot, did you?
I did. So back in 2021, I ran an ultra marathon, which is 100 kilometres. That's about 2.5 regular marathons. But it left me feeling not only in severe pain for several weeks and years after, but it also kind of left me with the feeling of, what's the point? I think that long distance running has kind of become this cultish obsession, but I'm not really sure why. It's all quite boring.
Yeah. And for preparation for that ultramarathon, how much of your life was devoted to that?
Oh, I mean, you know, at least sort of 20 hours a week. I mean, luckily for me, I kind of had the excuse to put my social life on hold because of COVID. But I think if I was training for that now, I mean, I just wouldn't have the time.
Yeah. And did you know many other, very dedicated long distance runners when you were doing all that? And had they similarly sacrificed every other aspect of their lives to pursue this?
I mean, absolutely. You know, you are putting your body through so much stress. And it's not only about the sort of, you know, 3-4 hour runs that you have to do. You know, for me, it was after lectures. But, you know, for a lot of people, it's after work. But it's also, you know, the amount of sort of food preparation that you have to do to make sure that your body's ready. It's a lot of work. And you know, everyone who I knew who competed in that race really did sacrifice about 6 months of their lives.
Okay. And what was the, well, you said when you were all over, you thought, why did I do all that? But in pardon the pun, the run up to it, was there a psychological benefit of some? Did you feel good about yourself that you were going to do this?
This is, you know, the social media peddles the idea of, you know, it makes you feel really good. I didn't feel any of the benefits of it. I'm going to be honest with you. I, you know, found it extremely taxing. And, you know, it just made me feel tired all the time. Partially, I do think maybe that was, you know, me not training properly or trying to balance my first year of university at the time. But I really did feel like the negatives outweighed the benefits, unfortunately.
Yeah. And were you left with permanent damage?
I mean, you know, permanent damage, and so that every time I get up, I kind of have a bit of a clicky knee, but nothing that I've ever sort of, you know, looked into professionally. But it has put me off running long distances based on the kind of impacts of the 6 months following the race, where I did just, you know, feel really exhausted and my muscles were massively burnt out.
Yeah. Well, now, and the reason I asked it was maybe you're unlucky. Maybe it's the case that most people who run a marathon suffer no ill effects. Or am I, is that wrong?
I mean, you know, I thought maybe it was only me. And it's only recently when I was kind of researching for an article I was writing that was slightly tongue-in-cheek calling, you know, marathon running exhibitionistic, that I kind of came across this a quite amazing study that they did during the New York City Marathon, in which, you know, they surveyed over 1,000 people and 44% of those people reported some sort of injuries, both during training or during the race.
Gosh. And presumably injuries could vary from something relatively mild to something quite serious.
Yeah, completely. I mean, you know, I was even having a look again today to see what the fallout potentially of the London Marathon was. And, you know, one of the female elite marathon runners who ran the marathon in 2:24, which is incredibly quick, literally had her foot explode. That was one of the headlines. With quite grotesque imagery of sort of her with various pieces of skin falling off her foot, which is, you know, that's a professional as well, sort of someone that trains more than the average marathon runner does.
Yeah. No, I mean, as you say, you did have your tongue in your cheek slightly, but you did say it was exhibitionist. And so who are these marathon runners showing off to? Is it to each other, or do they think the wider world is impressed with all this kind of thing?
Oh, I think it is the wider world. As I said, you know, I was in that category of people when I was at university. You know, I thought that everyone cared so much that I was doing this amazing feat of exercise, but in reality, no one really cared. And I think that there's sort of, yeah, definitely this gloating around marathon running that sort of implies, oh, I'm better than you for not, you know, the fact that you haven't done one and I have.
Yeah. But I don't care. frankly, if anyone's done one, and I certainly haven't. One of our listeners just said I was doing 5K every day during COVID, which you could say, argue was, you know, relatively civilized amount. While out jogging one day, I just stopped and asked myself, why am I doing this? It's so boring. When you're running 100 kilometers, Christian, what do you think about?
Everything and anything, and also nothing. I would have thought that I would have come up with a cure for various diseases during that time, but unfortunately not. You know, I even got to the point post, you know, this ultra marathon where I was, you know, reintroducing myself to long distance running. So I ran a few half marathons, and I equally got to the same point of just kind of stopping halfway through one of the training sessions and thinking, what's the point?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Another listener says that this is a bit like, you know, I don't know if you know any new parents, any couple who've had a baby for the first time. It's like they're the first people to ever have a baby ever. Everyone who takes up running acts like they're the first person to do it. Is there a bit of an evangelical zeal connected to all of this?
Yeah, completely. I think it's, you know, a lot of people saying, you know, we all need to get involved in this. You know, it does amazing things for your health. You know, that also feeds into that whole sort of bragging rights thing of, you know, I'm better than you because I've done one and you haven't. I do think it's become sort of a bit of a cult in a way, of, you know, people posting on social media that they've started going to these sort of running clubs, which on the outside is, you know, a nice sort of community activity, getting people together. But in my head, there's something darker at play, and I'm not sure that I will find myself at a running club anytime soon.
Yeah, and by darker, do you mean perhaps that if somebody joins a running club and then after a few weeks says, I don't like this, I'm not going to do it anymore, that they make them feel like there's something wrong with them for not liking it?
Yeah, I think there's, you know, a lot of involved in that. There's, you know, I'm better at you because I ran X amount of K last night, you know, coming into the office, bragging about that sort of stuff. You know, especially when I was training, in my training period, I was really self-conscious of how many, you know, kilometers I ran the night before, even though it was ridiculous strain to put my body under. I don't know why I should care about other people and what they think. Yeah. But it does feel like that.
Yeah. One of our listeners says running is for sexually frustrated singles and former alcoholics. Have you... Did you come across any of them?
I can't say that I did, yes. But I trust that maybe that comes from the listener knowing someone in that situation or plenty of people.
Christian, thanks a million for speaking with us today. That was Christian Vince there. He's a journalist with the Daily Telegraph.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.